Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for today. The phone number is 888-455-1360. If there's something you think we need to address, just hop on the phone and you take control of the program for a little while. Have you heard about, and listen, unless if you have a Facebook account, you have to have heard about the Ice Bucket Challenge. It is a fundraising fad stunt for Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. And it started off kind of as a, I don't know, just kind of a joke. A guy said, hey, listen, I pouring ice water on me, and I'm challenging you, my buddy, if you either you pour a bucket of ice water on yourself or donate to ALS, $100. So what happens is the person pours a bucket of ice water on them and then challenges a handful of his friends to do the same thing. And remember the old hair, the shampoo commercial? I told two friends and they told two friends and so on and so on and so on. This has become the latest internet phenomenon and fad. In the last few days, they went from last year trying to do a fundraising, $1 million, $1.2 million. In a couple weeks' time, they'd raised $4 million, and now the last thing I read, the tally is up and around $15 million that they're raising for charity. Phenomenal. And I mean everybody is doing this. If you're on Facebook, you'll notice Cookie Monster has done it. Celebrities have done it. Charlie Sheen did one that I thought was pretty cool. He's standing in his foyer of his home. And he goes to pour the ice water onto his head, and it's cash. And he said, that's not ice water, it's $10,000 cash. This is what I'm going to donate, and I challenge so-and-so to do it. George W. Bush has done it. Heck, I even heard that Nancy Pelosi did this, but sadly, there was some real problems when Nancy Pelosi did this. There was a result that was not expected. If I'm not mistaken, I believe when Nancy Pelosi took the ice bucket challenge and poured the ice water over her, there was tape running. We actually have the audio of what happened, if I'm not mistaken. Jason, if you would roll that now, please.
You cursed rat! Look what you've done! I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world! What a world! Who would have thought a good little girl like you could destroy my beautiful wickedness?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a shame. So, I guess, I don't know, is she gone now completely? Did they mop it up, rehydrate? I don't know what the heck happened there, but that's a real shame. The flip side to this is, I mean, first of all, let's talk about this. Did you even know anything about Lou Gehrig's disease except when the anniversary of his great speech, I'm the greatest man. What do you know about Lou Gehrig's disease? Were you aware of it? Unless you know somebody that has the illness, chances are you don't think anything about it. And that is part of the circumstance that a lot of charities are going through right now, is that unless it's in front of you, unless you're aware of it, you're not going to donate to it. You're not going to help find a cure. You're not going to kind of give them the time of day. So they have to be creative. And I applaud the inventor and the creator of this phenomenon. Now, sadly, one of the guys that got this started, this is a tragic aspect of it. One of the guys that got this started, after realizing he'd raised, I think, $100,000 for ALS, his friend had ALS and went to a rally. They raised $100,000. He jumped off a pier into the frigid waters, and he died. He drowned. That's just an absolute tragic side note to what's going on. But the overall benefit is, this is tremendous. Now, I will tell you this. I'm about done with the fad of the Ice Bucket Challenge. Okay, I think it's great. I think it's doing a great thing. But here's the reality of our mentality in this world. The Ice Bucket Challenge and people pouring ice water on their head and challenging everybody else is getting a little old. If that's all you see on Facebook, it's getting a little old. But I think it is tremendous. I think it is a fantastic fundraising project. But, you know, I feel bad just saying, okay, I'm getting a little bored with all the videos. Let's move on. Let's do something else. Let's keep raising the money. But to be honest, I don't want to see any more of the videos posted on Facebook. But that's how the money is raised. You challenge two friends and so on and so on. But I read an op-ed piece yesterday about this. An individual actually whining and complaining that, well, all this money is now going to Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and there's only so much money in the generosity pot, and they're taking money away from other charities that deserve it. What? Talk about putting a horrible negative spin on something. No, that's not the way. Yes, I understand that you know, some of us only have 10 bucks to give. And okay, so that 10 bucks just got donated to ALS. Doesn't mean that we won't have a little bit more later. You got to keep a positive attitude. You got to keep fighting it. Okay, so the issue is of economy. You know, there's only so much money that we have to go around. It can be frustrating. There's a lot of people that we want to help, that we need to help, but we can't. So how do you know who to donate to, who not to donate to? Just let your heart be your guide is my answer. Which brings me to the next thing I want to talk about when we come back. If you travel, sometimes, if you're not careful, you find yourself in a neighborhood that's, well, let's just say sketchy. Maybe a neighborhood you don't exactly want to be in. It happened to me when I was in St. Louis several years ago. Pulled off the road, decided to have something to eat. Next thing you know, I'm in an area that I felt really uncomfortable. Same thing in Washington, D.C. Driving in Washington, D.C. for the very first time. Pull off the highway. My wife goes, I need to use the bathroom. Like, I missed my exit. Can you wait? Because I don't think this is where we need to stop. No, I can't. I got to go now. Okay. It was not a good place for me and the missus to be. I was definitely in the wrong neighborhood. If only there had been an app on my phone, had I had a smartphone way back then, that could have told me what part of town is good and what part of town ain't so good. Well, there is actually an app that helps you avoid the quote-unquote sketchy parts of town. We'll talk about whether or not that's a good idea. Is that racist? Is it good advice? And what happened when a news crew was reporting on that app? We'll talk about it when we come back. I'm sitting in for Jerry Bader. I'm Seth Mila. 888-455-1360.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern...